Governor, your first budget experience with the legislature, Pennsylvania didn't have an in-place budget until more than halfway through the fiscal year. Last year, expenditures were agreed upon, but how to pay for it, not for another 4 months. So with this being an election year, legislative and for governor, do you expect it to be contentious at all?
I don't think it's going to be contentious, and here's why. We did have problems moving into the budget process before, as you mentioned, and that's because I drew a line in the sand. We were moving in a direction that was wrong, and the rainy day fund was down to $245,000. When I got here. And we were borrowing earlier and earlier in the year and paying it back later and later in the year. And the reason that was happening was because what had been done for 20 years was basically pay last year's expenditures with this year's or even next year's revenues. And you just can't do that. The last 3 years, it has been contentious a little bit, but it's gotten better. And this year, for the first time, we will actually put money into the rainy day fund. We will have a surplus this year. And I think we're on a good financial footing. And that will make this budget process, I think, a lot smoother than past budget processes.
You are not proposing any broad-based tax increases, which would be, let's face it, difficult politically in an election year. Does this new budget rely any on borrowing or any one-time fixes?
No, we don't have to borrow anymore. With the revenues that are coming in the way they are this year, we don't need to ask for any tax increases next year.
So why are you confident the state, through its regular revenues, is generating enough money to pay for the expenditures in your budget plan?
Through the end of January, we are well ahead of expectations that both corporate and personal tax revenues are up because people are spending more, people are making more money.
You're proposing some business tax reforms, and that would, by 2023, reduce the corporate net income tax down to 7.99%.
Right.
So how will this truly help get more revenues into the state?
One of the problems with our current corporate net income tax rate is that you get a sort of sticker shock. Somebody on the outside looking at Pennsylvania and seeing the corporate net income tax rate would maybe look at that and conclude, well, evidently Pennsylvania doesn't care about business. And so the hope is that by reducing the rate, it makes us more competitive with other states. And when businesses come here, that creates jobs, that creates income for people who spend that, invest themselves. The lowering of the taxes, but the broadening of the base means the revenue should be about the same.
Governor, in terms of spending, one area that you and the Republican legislative leaders have been pretty much in agreement on has been increasing funding for basic education. You're proposing this time around a $100 million boost in basic education funding, an additional $40 million for pre-K counts and Head Start, and $20 million for special ed. Do you expect Republican support on these increases?
There have been some differences in terms of the magnitude of the increases, but the General Assembly has been very supportive throughout my tenure here in terms of increasing funding for education. So I'm expecting that will continue into the new budget.
What about funding for higher education?
I'm proposing an increase for the state system, increases for community colleges.
However, you are flat funding the University of Pittsburgh and the other state-related universities.
Four state-related basically stay the same. So I'm trying to do what I can with the resources we have here to keep things the same or keep moving forward, not do what was done in the past, and that is cut.
Crystal ball, do you expect an on-time budget that's in line with what you have proposed?
I have not been able to find a crystal ball in this office since I've gotten here, so I'm not going to even try to predict. But what I've heard is I think the members of the General Assembly would like to have an on-time budget this year.
Governor, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.